From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting, wrapping up the first visit to Ethiopia by a sitting U.S. president. Mr. Barack Obama took time to meet personally with Ethiopians who have benefited from U.S. development initiatives. Anita Powell in Addis Ababa reports on how the East African nation has welcomed him.
Ethiopian farmer Gifty Jamal Hussein beamed as she looked up into the face of President Obama and told him how he changed her life. Through a U.S. development project started by Mr. Obama, she had access to better seeds, which vastly improved her corn harvest. Mr. Obama said his project, called Feed the Future, is to work more intelligently, not just to pour in more money.
With just a few smart interventions, a little bit of help, they can make huge improvements in their overall yields.
For farmers like Gifty, however, these big ideas have very real consequences. She grinned and offered a one-word response. It means thank you. Anita Powell, VOA News, Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
The Turkish military says it has launched a new round of airstrikes against Kurdish rebels today. Two F-16 jets hit positions belonging to the banned Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, in southeastern Turkey, hours after NATO voiced support for Ankara's response to what it called terrorism in Turkey. There were no reports of fresh strikes on Islamic State positions in Syria, which began in parallel with attacks on the PKK on Friday. A NATO statement released Tuesday after an emergency session read in part, "The security of the alliance is indivisible, and we stand in strong solidarity with Turkey." The president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, has said his forces are pressing their campaign against IS militants and Kurd rebels. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry told skeptical lawmakers Tuesday if the U.S. rejects the internationally brokered Iran nuclear deal, there would be no restraints on Tehran developing a nuclear weapon. "It's a good deal for the world, a good deal for America, a good deal for our allies and friends," Kerry told the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congress is now beginning a 60-day review of the pact crafted by the U.S., Britain, France, Germany, China, and Russia over months of negotiations. Tehran agreed to restraints on its nuclear program and international inspections in exchange for lifting UN and Western sanctions that have hobbled its economy. Lawyers for convicted Israeli spy Jonathan Pollard said today U.S. officials have granted him release in November after 30 years of imprisonment. 60-year-old Pollard, a one-time civilian Navy analyst, was arrested in November 1985 when he unsuccessfully sought asylum in Israel's embassy in Washington. He was convicted of passing suitcases filled with military secrets to his Israeli handlers and sentenced to life in prison, a rare instance of one ally spying on another that resulted in a criminal prosecution. His supporters say he was punished excessively, while some U.S. government prosecutors and officials still call him a traitor who should not be paroled. Intense fighting is raging in Afghanistan, where Taliban insurgents have made territorial gains in three northern provinces. The rebel advances come just days before a second round of peace talks between the warring sides is to be hosted by neighboring Pakistan. Ayaz Gul reports from Islamabad.
The fall of a district called Kohistanat in the Sarepol province is the latest in a series of battlefield gains the Taliban has made in the past few days. Provincial officials say hundreds of security personnel guarding the area had to retreat in the wake of a well-coordinated assault from all directions. The increase in hostilities comes as Afghan government and Taliban officials prepare to meet Friday in Pakistan for a second round of peace talks aimed at ending the conflict in Afghanistan. Among other issues, Afghan officials say they intend to demand the Taliban halt its violent campaign. Ayaz Gul for VOA News, Islamabad.
South Korea has declared an effective end to the threat from the MERS outbreak, which killed 36 people and hurt Seoul's already slowing economy. Since its discovery in May, the outbreak of the Middle East respiratory virus has infected 186 people and forced more than 16,000 others into quarantine, but there have been no new cases in the past 23 days. New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's four-game suspension for use of underinflated balls during the AFC Championship game last season was upheld today by National Football League Commissioner Roger Goodell. Brady, a two-time NFL MVP and three-time Super Bowl MVP, is one of the biggest stars in the National League. The league announced the decision, with Goodell saying the quarterback told an assistant to destroy his cell phone just before being asked to submit it to tests. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.